Good afternoon. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and as always, welcome to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. Today, this Friday, this fantabulistic Friday, this frantic Friday, this freaky Friday, this faithful Friday, whatever Friday is to you, we're going to talk about something. And I don't have a guest today, but something just touched my heart this morning. My mom transitioned November 2nd of 2020. And when I was leaving out of the house this morning, I'm in Jacksonville, a connection transportation van come by. And that's basically for elderly or for disabled persons that need transportation. And I was thinking about how sometimes she would call me and say, "Nat, what you doing?" And I say, "No, nothing." She said, "Are you home?" I say, "Yeah." And the next thing I know, there's a knock at the door, and it's her, because she's already called transportation the day before for them to pick her up to bring her to my house. Sometimes I would get a little perturbed about it, because I'm like, "Mama, why you call somebody when I could have just come and gotten you?" She said, "Because I wanted to." And she said, "Because I have the right to do that if I want to." And I thought about that thing. I said, I wish I would hear a knock at the door sometimes now, and she would be standing at the door with her walker, and come, and she got her crackers and her water and whatever else she wants, because she just want to come and hang out with her baby girl. But that's not going to happen, not on this side anyway. And I wondered to myself, how many people would miss me and have those thoughts of me when I'm gone? That was deliberate silence. Again, that was a Selah moment. How many people would have those thoughts of me when I'm gone? How many people will, or who, would say, "Dog, I wish Dr. Thompson or Dr. Nathalie or Mama or Auntie or Mima, you know, or cousin, sister, or whoever I may have been to you or am to you, would say, I wish I could hear her voice. I wish she would just fuss at me one more time," or whatever the case may be. "I wish one more time. Wow. I would love to." All these different things flooding through your mind. But we know it's not going to happen, because that season is up. Because that sunrise took place one more time for me, November 2nd, but it also was sunset on November 2nd as well. Wow. What's going to take place with each and every one of us? And this is not, you know, this is not a session or a talk or a segment or whatever you want to categorize it, of being humdrum. No, it's just a matter of, sometimes we need to take some thought to what we're doing. We need to take some thought as to how we're doing, and how we're treating other people, and how we're living our lives, and what are we doing that's being effective? What are we doing to make an imprint? What are we doing? What are you doing? Now, what is we gonna do now? What are we doing? You know, because life is not promised us. Our grandchildren, our children, our spouses, our significant other. I don't care if you're LGBTQ. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care. Atheist, Christian, Buddhist, you know, Islam. I don't care what you are. I just don't. It don't matter. Yeah, it don't matter. It does not matter. What matters is, how are you living your life? Are you living your life to make a difference? Are you just going through like umfufu, eyes wide open shut, just going from one day to another and taking no thought? Yes, we're not to take any thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself, and take no thought for today, because today will take care of itself. If God took care of the birds and the lilies of the field and all, surely He'll take care of His. But what are we doing with regards to ourselves? How are we being proper stewards for ourselves? You know, are you creating savings accounts and nest eggs and all of this? And then you find yourself, well, you spend everything, but you didn't spend it on yourself. You spend it on everybody else. So when you need something, there is nothing. Or when you need somebody else to be there for you, nobody has the time, but you're always there for somebody else. Not to get into a self-pity mode, but it's called an evaluation mode, where you need to really, really do some soul searching and look at your surroundings and look at the people that you have surrounding you in your circle and see, are they there just for the benefit of you? Are they there for everybody to benefit? Are they there for the benefit of themselves? You really and truly, we really and truly need to evaluate the people that we have in our lives. We really and truly need to evaluate the places and the things that we do to see, does it matter? Is it worth it? Or are we just wasting time? Time we cannot take back time. We cannot regain time. We can't make up for time. Because when that time is gone, it's done. It's done. It's done. We can never go back. You know, it's what, 12, 15 or so. I don't know, something like that. You know, whatever time it is. It's 12:07. It's 12:07 right now. I can never go back to 12:07 on March the 5th, 2021, ever again. Because once 12:07 p.m. passes, I can never go back to it. I can never regain that time. There may be moments of deja vu where we may relive some things that looks like it was a repeat of a day, of a time, of a season, of a moment in time. But it'll never be that actual moment in time. We can't make up the time. We can't redeem the time. But God allows us to redeem time. Not that we're going back in time, but he allows us to redeem the time, to speed up, to bring us to where we are, to get on the right track, to get in the right frame of mind, to get on the right path. If we take the time to evaluate time, you can be so heavenly bound that you're absolutely no earthly good. You can become, as they say, an overeducated fool. And, you know, you got all the book sense, but you have no mother wits called common sense. You know, all these different cliches, all these different things that we look at as being derogatory and you know, throwing dagger and throwing shade. But in all actuality, it's the truth. Some of us can be so holy, 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 to where we're so holy that we'll never be able to reach anybody, because we've forgotten from whence we've come from. Not to go back to that place and stay in, Jesus. Not to go back to that place and stay in that place, no. But to reflect from whence we've come, so that we don't forget who we are. That we don't forget that we were once lost. That we don't forget that we might have been one that was tricking on the street. We don't want to forget that we wasn't even tricking on the street. We were tricking on in the job. We were tricking in the courthouse. We were tricking in the law group. We were tricking in the hospital. Wherever our occupation was, we had a side gig and we were tricking. We were tricking in the church, in the mosque, in the synagogue, in the temple. It doesn't matter. We were slinging wherever we were. But God saw fit to reach down and grab us. God saw fit because he loved us so much that he reached down and he said, "You're mine. I have purpose for you in the earth. I have things for you to do. I have purpose for you to make a change, to make a difference in the earth. Come here, come here, come with me." And the thing about it, he didn't snatch us out. He just reached down and extended his hand and presented himself to us. And it was our choice whether or not we took his hand and walked with him. Even today, it's your choice what you do. You can choose life or you could choose death. You could choose blessings or you could choose curses. You could choose a shortcut or you could choose the process. It's all about choices. What do you choose today? What is your choice for today? You could choose to be happy. You could choose to be sad. You could choose to be depressed or you could choose to be glad. What is your choice for today? What is your choice? What is your choice for today? There's so many things that we're doing for Operation Faith, Op Faith, our community outreach. And it's not just for Jacksonville, but it's nationwide. And we get, you know, I got upset last year because the finances weren't coming in like we needed them to. And there were so many families that had put out and put a request for us to get groceries for them, to get assistance to them. And we just didn't have the money to do it. We executed and implemented fundraisers and all these different things. And the people just weren't coming through. The businesses weren't coming through. And we understand that COVID and the pandemic is real and it was happening. We understand that because we were feeling the effects of it. But what I could not understand for the life of me is if we ask for $5, can you give $5? We asked for each person to give a dollar and we only got a couple of hundred. Just $1. But you would still go get your Starbucks. Would you sacrifice Starbucks for a week so that we can feed a family? Would you sacrifice your Starbucks for a week or for 2 days so that we could go and feed the homeless? Would you sacrifice your Starbucks for a day so that we could get some milk for a baby? Would you sacrifice? And it's not sacrifice. It wasn't. We weren't even asking for people to sacrifice things that were of a necessity for them to live. And then we went to the point that even if you don't have the money, but you got some extra canned goods, would you donate them? If you would go and purchase a gift card, send it to us and we can send that out to them. So they can wash their clothes, wash their children's clothes, and or get some toothpaste, or get some deodorant, get some sanitary products, whatever the case may be. But then at the end of the year, we looked, and although we didn't get the donations, we saw what God had done, and we had actually done almost $19,000 in serving. And for some, they said, "Oh, that ain't nothing." But to the people that we were able to serve, it was everything. Because when we do the groceries, we don't do groceries for a week. When we go buy groceries, we can take $125 to $174 and we can stretch that $125 to $174, be it for 2 to 4 people in a household, and that can be 3 to 4 weeks worth of groceries because we know how to shop correctly. Whether we made an order online and had it delivered to them, or they were able to come pick it up, or whether we went out and hand-picked the items ourselves and delivered it to them. But then what we asked them to do is to turn around and volunteer some time. Some of them couldn't volunteer the time, but they turned around and planted a financial seed themselves. Because we helped them, they wanted to help somebody else. We're a nonprofit, tax-deductible organization. So you can write off everything. But it was like pulling teeth. But then I had to begin to think, who am I trusting? Am I trusting man or am I trusting God? Those that are able to help, they will help. Those that are hearing this, they'll want to help. Because what we do, you might be in Louisiana and you say, I want to help, but I want to help for my area. Cool. We can set that thing up to, that's what we'll do. We'll target your area for the donations that you help us to acquire. We'll target your area to help. But God is so awesome with that thing. And he does it in such a way to where it can literally blow your mind. But my heart was heavy. And I think back about my mom and how she'll say, Nat, I need you to come by here. I don't know what she's doing. She would have gotten some canned goods and stuff or whatever the case may be. She said, here, it's not much. But I went down there and got the stuff. And here, maybe you can give it to some of these families that you're helping. I'll go through my closet because some of this stuff I can't wear no more. And you know, you say you help those ladies so they can have clothes to go and wear to interviews. And I'm going to talk to some of these men because they ain't got no business keeping that stuff because they don't go nowhere. Yada, 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 yada. And I'm going to tell them to get their suits and stuff and their shirts and pants and some of these shoes that they know they're not going to wear. And we're going to get them to you so you can give it to some of these young men or some of these old men so they can look presentable. Didn't have the money, but had resources. You say, where in the world is she going today? She all over everywhere. No, really, I'm not. And I'm not venting. And I'm not raging. I'm not, you know, babbling. No, no, no. Reflecting is what it's called. Because you can look at a situation being half empty, half full, halfway there, halfway from there. But either way it goes, a half. You're a lot closer than where you were, and you're farther away than where you need to be. It's your perception. We could choose to be angry. We could choose to just sit and die. We could choose to just let life overtake us, or we could choose to live. What's your choice? What's your choice? What is your choice for today? What are you doing today?
What are you gonna do today?
What do you want to do today? What are you trying to do today? What are you even thinking about doing today? Is it only about you, or is it something that's going to benefit more than just you? And you know, even when it's all about you, but it's not for selfish reasoning, but it may be because you need to get you together, or you need to take time for you so that you will be good for somebody else. That's cool too. And when you find yourself in a financial bind, you don't have enough to do what you need. So that means, we always say, it's nothing but a seed. I know for myself, I've sown my way out of so many things in times past. I've given my way out, and God has sent more than enough. Needed some work done and didn't have the money to really take care of it. So I would find somebody or something for me to give to. And the next thing I know, somebody came and they provided the services that we needed, or that I needed at the home, or ministry, or whatever the case may be. What is it that you need today to make your life better? What is it that you need to make your business better? What is it? Evaluate it and then be honest about it. Because we don't have it all together. Because if we had it all together, then, you know, hey, we'd be balling. If we had it all together, we'd be rocking and rolling. If we had it all together, it'd be spot on. Sometimes you want to have a 2-year-old tantrum. Not just because, but because you really and truly want to have that 2-year-old tantrum. Because you feel like you're losing it. And sometimes it's good to have that 2-year-old tantrum. It's good to have that 2-year-old tantrum so you won't end up having an aneurysm. It's good to have that 2-year-old tantrum so you don't stroke out. You don't have mess around and have a heart attack, or you don't mess around and go rambo on somebody unnecessarily because you were like a teapot and you went off instead of allowing yourself to exhale. I started off saying, I wish my mama was here to just pop up on me again. I wish I could call her. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. Well, I can't. So do I waddle in that? No. Do I make light of the fact that my heart is hurting? No. What I do is make her life count. What I will do, what I am doing, is taking that time of missing her and loving on somebody else. Finding somebody else that I can give that love to. Thank you, Lord. Finding somebody else I can give that time to. Finding somebody else that I can give that service to. How about finding time to give it to me? To love on me. To celebrate me. To pamper me. Because it's not always about giving out. Sometimes you need to give to yourself. Sometimes you really and truly need to take some time for you. You, yourself, and you. If you're married, I said it's we time, it's your time, it's my time. If you're married and have children, it's we time, our time, your time, my time. It doesn't change. You still have to have some one-on-one time. Jesus had to get away from the disciples every now and then by himself. There are times that him and the three went. There are times when all 12 went. There are times when there were multitudes of people, but there was always times where he got off to himself. Always. Was that selfish? No. Wisdom. There were times when chaos and havoc was going crazy on the ship, and he was asleep because he knew he was on board, so nothing was going to happen. Huh. Because he knew that he was on board, so he knew nothing was going to happen. When he told the disciples, come, let's go to the other side. Or he told them to go to the other side. He told them to go, so that meant, therefore he knew that they were going to make it there. He didn't say try and go. He said go. Let's go. He knew that everybody that was with him was going to make it. When you have confidence in the one you say you serve, when you have confidence in knowing that you are who you say you are, and you know you belong to the one that you say you serve, and you know that he can do anything but fail, sometimes we have to remember those things. Sometimes we have to reflect on times past to remember that it's going to be all right. Sometimes we have to reflect on times past to remember it's not over until God says it's over. Sometimes we have to remember that time is not in our hand. We don't hold time. But we have to make wise use of our time. We need to be good stewards of our time. We need to be proper stewards of our time. We need to be proper stewards of our time. Make your time count. Make your time count. Make your time count. Say it again. Make your time count. Make your time count. When you find yourself idle, wasting time, grab yourself, pull yourself up, and start over again. Make your time count. Make wise use of your time. Make wise use of your efforts, of your energy. Make wise use of what has been given to you. Just wanted to share that. So, I hope something I've said may jar you, may trigger you. It might even tick you off. You may even say, this had nothing to do with me. This doesn't even serve any purpose for me. Guess what? It might not have anything to do with you. But you know somebody else that it will. Share it with them. You know somebody else that this will help. Don't be selfish. Share it. You may have a business, an organization, an idea that you want to get out. Let us know. Let me know. I'll bring you on so we can talk about it. You may have a business that you want to advertise. You might be starting out and you want to advertise and you need to advertise. Get in touch with us. One thing that I am a firm believer in, if someone had not extended a hand to me, I would not be able to do the things that God has allowed me to do. I owe it to Him, to myself, and to others to reach out and to help somebody else. I owe it to my children and my children's children to show them a more excellent way. I owe it to those that God has called me to cover, to pastor, to lead, to mentor, to develop, to show them a more excellent way. Because the chain is no stronger than its weakest link. You may do the very thing that God has called me to do, but guess what? You can't do it like I can do it, and I can't do it like you can do it. So somewhere along the line, we can actually help each other and not be in competition with each other. Get in touch with me. Let's talk. Let's see what we can do together to expand what both of us are doing, what both of our organizations are doing, what our ministries are doing, what our businesses are doing. Let's not be in competition, but let's unite. Let's network one with the other. You can even be in the same region that I'm in. As my husband would always say, it's over 7 billion people on the planet. I cannot reach everybody. You can't either. So why are we competing against each other when we can help each other grow and expand? When small businesses can network with each other, they grow to be larger businesses and organizations and corporations. When small ministries can connect with other ministries, they grow to be larger ministries, effective ministries in the earth. When different denominations and different faiths can come together to serve mankind, and they can come together and meet on a common ground for a common purpose that will serve everybody, everybody wins. When you can stop thinking about you being selfish, meaning it's all about me, or you can be selfless and selfish and say, you know what, it's not about me, but it's about us. See, that door swings both ways. You just got to be careful and mindful that you don't get caught in the middle. So let's talk up close and personal. Let us reason together about some things. That although I'm in Duval County, you might be in Volusia County, you might be in Polk County, you might be in Hendersonville, and you might be in West Dakota. I don't care where you might be in Hawaii. I don't care. But you're nationwide. Come, let's talk. Let's see what we can do. Because I promise you, it's something that we can connect with, that we can help each other. This is a time that we need to help each other to grow, to sustain, to be able to remain. It's a song. I need you, you need me. We all a part of God's body. I won't hurt you with words of my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. The leg can't be cut off. You can lose an eye and still enter into heaven. But guess what? If I need you to help me walk, you need me to help you see. We both accomplished something for both of us. You can reach one age group, I can reach another one. We both need each other to make it through. Whatever the case may be, let's talk. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And then after we've talked about it, as they say, let's be about it. Let's make this thing happen. Let's make this thing grow. Let's make this thing become fat in the earth, rich in the earth, in a time of a pandemic. Let the worst of times become the best of times for each other. Let's help each other. Let's talk. I'm done, y'all. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson. Again, thank you for tuning in. I pray that you be safe. I pray that you be well. I love you. I love you. Don't know you, but I love you. Because we are one of God's creation. And it's not time to hate. There's no time to hate unless you're hating the injustice, unless you're hating the wrong that's being done. And you have a mind and a willingness to want to make it better. So until next Friday, from 12 to 12:30, 12:45, 1 o'clock, it depends on how long we going to go. Who's on with me? I don't know. I'm so serious. But I'm here. I'm here for you. Reach out. Let's talk. Blessings.